In response to the state's opioid crisis, Massachusetts is about to expand access to substance abuse treatment as medical and law enforcement authorities from around the country look for ways to emulate steps taken here. Governor Patrick has signed a series of new treatment requirements into law. But, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, not everyone is pleased with the new law.
As Governor Patrick entered his outer office to sign the bill, applause erupted from the hundreds of people gathered there to watch, many of them lawmakers and health care providers and those struggling with their own or a loved one's addiction.
I am proud of this bill. I am proud of the way it came together with so many different people contributing so much insight.
Senate President Therese Murray was there. She pointed to recent numbers from Worcester. Early yesterday, it was 8 overdose deaths since Friday. That number rose to at least 9 deaths as of last night, and the city issued a public health advisory. Murray got a call from a constituent just this week whose 26-year-old son died of an overdose.
What the mother said to me was, I know he's not in pain anymore, and I know where he is. Something has to be done, and we have all the tools in this bill.
Among the law's provisions, the removal of any pre-authorization required for substance abuse treatment and allowing 14 days of inpatient treatment if that's what's deemed medically necessary. But Laura Pellegrini, president and CEO of the Massachusetts Association of Health Plans, says while she understands the state is in crisis, there's no evidence showing that length of time is effective.
Our biggest fear right now is setting this arbitrary 14 days. With no medical evidence to support it, we're going to see a lot of people in inpatient care that don't need to be. And people who do need those services unable to get beds, and we're going to drive up costs.
But the governor estimates that the law will actually end up saving money, and he stands by it.
It is evidence-based, and it's based on evidence developed between a doctor and his or her patient, which is how the decision should be made.
The governor signed the bill just a few hours after Senator Ed Markey convened a group of national and local leaders, medical professionals, and law enforcement looking to develop a comprehensive way to deal with the opioid crisis. They discussed implementing stronger prescription drug monitoring and allowing more doctors to prescribe the addiction medication Suboxone. Markey praised the new law and said it's just one step toward helping deal with the rising number of overdose deaths.
It's something that is happening every minute of every day all across Massachusetts, all across our country, and it's time for us to begin to be the leader nationally. And that's what this legislation today does. It begins the process, but there, again, is a lot more to be done.
The law will be reviewed again by the Health Policy Commission before it goes into effect next year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.